maybe a dish towel is a northern expression.
I expect. Well, dish towel is common down here too in places. But this tea towel, it just threw me. I didn't understand that at all. It's not for tea, it's for dishes, yeah. Every meal.
Yeah.
Oh, when you want a drink in the house, what do you turn on?
Faucet.
And if you're going out to water the yard, what would you turn on?
Hydrant.
Waste all that good water that's been chlorinated and lime. You mentioned the barrel. Did you ever take those metal straps off there and play with them as a boy?
No, I don't believe I did.
What did you call those metal things around the outside? See, I call them straps and things now.
You know, I don't remember what the...
Hook.
Well, a hook, the way he was talking about playing with these straps, the hooks that I used to play with when I was a kid come off of these big wagon wheels. There's a big hook that goes right in over the hub, right up over the hub. Mm-hmm. We used to get those things off of there and make a stick deal with a curve. Yep. And roll these.
Oh, I bet they were dandies. What did you call the metal thing on the outside of the wagon wheel?
The tire.
Excuse me?
Tire.
And then the wooden part inside the tire?
Spoke.
Well, the piece that the spoke connected to.
I know what you're talking about. I don't believe I've ever...
What did people do when their wagon wheels squeaked, when the axle squeaked?
They greased them. And a regular can of what they call axle grease.
And how would they do this? Jack it up? Jack up the wagon?
Well, they'd usually put a box or something under where they could take this wheel off. And then they would put this axle grease on the... spindle.
How'd they get the wheel loose?
They had a regular wrench that probably come with a new wagon or something. It would fit right on this nut, on this hub.
Have you ever heard that? Oh, I love that pencil. I'm covering your floor with graphite. Have you ever heard that called a tap?
What did I call it, a bolt?
No, a nut. A nut would be
well, yes, I've heard it called tap.
Did they use oxen here to haul logs and things?
I don't know.
I guess that would have to go way, way back, wouldn't it? What would you call four of those?
You mean
four oxen?
Now I've heard them talk about a team of horses. They call them four up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm an oxen. I don't.
When they worked those, did they ever call them steers? Team of steers or yoke of steers?